The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
Well, we could write a book about this. It's a different story every day. Today it's a Brexit dinner. Adam.
It is. They're having their big dinner in Brussels. The menu, of course, is the feast of a Brexit deal, except that there's no deal to feast on. So I guess it'll be hard cheese and sour grapes for Theresa May, probably. But actually, I mean, the first course is some surprise that Theresa May's turned up with nothing new. The main course is the Irish border stew, which has still got everyone basically stewing. And no one's going to get their just desserts because, frankly, everyone's gone into this with zero optimism, and if you do that, you're not going to come out of it. I mean, what is it? If you fail to prepare to fail. That seems to be what 28 European leaders have done going into this big meeting.
Yeah, really. But, you know, come back to simple things. Brexit's Brexit. It should be easy to get on with it. It's when you start to compromise that you get into trouble. This First World War documentary.
Yeah, a fabulous thing, and very unusual, something special here, because, I mean, it's not often you get a royal film premiere. Prince William was there. At the same time that this film was shown across 250 cinemas in the UK, and it also goes on TV here in less than a month, and a copy of it is being sent to every high school in the UK.
Brilliant.
It's Sir Peter Jackson's They Shall Not Grow Old.
Yeah, brilliant.
Archive footage, interviews of First World War but also, I mean, it's been turned into colour, and I have to say, Alan, I'm not a fan of turning black and white films into colour. I saw them try to do it with Casablanca.
Yes.
No. But this is very different, because what you end up with is those pictures of soldiers clowning around, sleeping, playing pranks on each other. They look like you and I.
Amazing.
And therefore, they are not antiques from ancient history, and terribly important. I think the whole world should see this, because it's fantastic.
Yeah, when? When's it in cinemas?
It may not get a mass cinema distribution. Unfortunately, it's always down to distributors. There are all sorts of good films that don't end up in your cinema.
No.
But
brilliant.
It will, I'm sure, at least end up on TV and probably around
Remembrance
Day Armistice.
It goes to the schools. Brilliant. Brilliant. There we are. Peter Jackson's First World War documentary. Lovely stuff. Well done, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.